Stephen here. Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella, broadcasting from sort of sunny Southern California today. And today I talk with our senior manager once again from Land Academy, Aaron Spence, and we catch up on what matters with our current Land Academy members. Hi, Aaron.
Hi.
I understand that you have survey results from our live event.
I do.
I hope there's some good stuff in there. Hopefully some criticism, constructive criticism.
There's a bit.
Maybe some funny stuff too.
I tried to pick a few that were good.
So let's hear it.
Yeah.
This is all new to me too.
So this first one, it is in my handwriting, but I promise it's real. It was an online submission. So this is from a member who's an advanced member who did come last year and again this year. So a lot of his were kind of vague. The first question we asked was if the event was what they expected. He says yes. One thing that we wanted to know for sure was if people received enough hands-on how-to knowledge versus what is possible. And this person did say no, that it was more theory versus actual hands-on how-to knowledge.
Okay.
He said he was very able to connect with other members. His favorite part of the live event was Joe Martin's presentation. And a topic that he wished we covered at the live event was the best hangover remedies.
Yeah. Wish we'd have covered that too.
I'll tell you after who it was.
Can you say their first name or not?
Aaron.
Yeah. Excellent.
Yep. He said that he wishes that we would record events and share videos of presentations, and we actually got that kind of across the board as a result that people wish that we would share it with people who attended, not with the whole world, obviously.
So kind of cut up, because the whole thing was cut up into presentations, let's say about a half hour to an hour, probably an hour long. Are we going to do that?
It wasn't the plan, because originally we kind of thought of it as like an all or nothing, like we share it with the world or make it available or we don't, and we want to keep it special for the people who were there. But now that enough people have said it, I think we're going to look at some way to make it available for the people who were there.
Okay.
We asked, let's see, what helped people make the leap to first joining Land Academy? And he said, I could tell that Stephen and Jill were legit through thousands of podcasts, and we got that across the board too. A lot of people said podcasts.
Wow.
Let's see.
This is paying off.
Yeah, definitely. I actually was talking to, we did an interview yesterday, Jill and I was talking to her and told her that I contribute 99% of Land Academy to the podcasts. Absolutely.
Okay, good.
Let's see. We asked what was people's biggest challenge with land investing? And he said getting systems in place, workflow, sales. And then kind of to add on to that he would like us to touch more on systems and automation in great detail.
Yeah.
Across the board, everyone said ParcelPact is easily what's their favorite tool and has helped them succeed most.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is interesting.
I'll put these online too.
I'm going to ask you at the end of this to ask me these questions.
Okay.
I'm going to answer them.
I'm excited. let's see. Are there any other tools or assistance that they wish we offered? We got outsource the sales and marketing side, List and Gopher, pre-vetted land agents, and a website where we submit APNs and the marketing machine sells the property.
Well, that's what I want, too.
That's exactly what I thought. That is a topic right now with Land Academy. So
I would like a big red easy button, you know, because after we all know that you can buy property cheap as heck. That was the first question. I opened the whole live event with that. Do we all understand that we can buy property ridiculously inexpensive? And everybody, there wasn't a single person in the crowd that said, yeah, I don't really get it. Not a single person. So hopefully as a listener, you understand that. The COG happens, and everybody agreed. Also in the advanced group too, the issues happen on the sell side, and they're not issues. This is a money machine for most people that are involved in it, who take it seriously. It's just time consuming and it's a difficult process.
Absolutely. So the last question we asked was, do you have any other suggestions for us going forward or anything you want us to know, dream it up. And they said, a button that I hit and money falls from the sky. Yeah, we want that too. He said, all kidding aside, I know you guys don't have to teach this stuff and I feel incredibly lucky to have found such awesome people. Thanks
great.
Again.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, he was great at the live event and very helpful. So thank you. Okay, so this is from a different person who came for the first time and is pretty new to the group.
Great.
So he said that the event was what he expected. It was a great schedule and topics, but he did wish that there was more. It was more theory than hands-on, so he could definitely use more hands-on.
Okay, so is that two people that said we want a little bit more hands-on.
There were a couple across the board. I mean, I would say it was 50-50, but I do think it was kind of what we talked about before the event. I think the beginner people thought they wanted more hands-on.
So, you know, last year we separated. We had two events. We had, here's exactly how to do a mailer. We called it the beginner event. And then we had what I guess we called the intermediate. And what we learned from that is that the people that really want the hands-on, this is exactly how you do it, which is what we cover in the education anyway, weren't really set up to do a mailer at all. So that's what my takeaway was. So this year we kind of went with the direction, the theme was, I think we called it What's Possible. That was really what the theme of, so that's interesting. That makes me think we should do something online that really walks through the steps in a third grade level.
I mean, I still think we should do what we were talking about a couple weeks ago with the more basic things and like maybe modules that go over everything.
Yeah, really simplify it as a way to get the engine started.
Yep, definitely. Especially, I mean, things like pricing and marketing are two of the biggest things that people, I think, that beginners struggle with.
Right.
This one kind of goes on to say that he was very able to connect with new members or connect with other members. His favorite parts of the event were the open discussions, tools, and the number one was networking, which is what we anticipated and the feedback we got. Some other topics that he wished we covered were VAs and expectations.
Oh.
And then he said that we have better ways we can improve future live events are a better seating situation, which I wasn't sure I was going to read on air, but it's fine.
We were I'll tell our listening audience, we sold out of the seats. We didn't think we were going to sell this many seats, so it was a little bit crowded. So next year that won't happen.
I will say that it was better than last year. So
yeah. I didn't expect to sell that many seats.
No. Let's see. His biggest challenge with land investing has been confidence and knowing that he didn't overlook a fatal flaw in a deal. He would like to see automation tools to plug into our business, Excel macros, more Jira workflows. And then he goes on to talk more about wanting the Excel macro to scrub data.
I do too.
Yep. Definitely. Okay. I think this is the last one I'll read because it's more exciting. The other one I just thought was funny because their biggest complaint was they wanted more breakfast food, which was actually valuable for me to know because the two hardest parts of this live event for me were the stupid ID name cards and then planning out the catering.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Erin ended up being the, what we call her internally, the wedding planner. It was basically planning a wedding is what we did. And so you did a great job.
Thank you.
But I know it's always stuff you don't think of, like who thought a bunch of guys, which is what it ended up being, and about six women would talk about, oh, we need more food.
Yeah, breakfast food specifically. Yeah.
So are you going to actually listen to that and change it next
time? I am because, you know, I went back and forth a lot. I even made Jill help me trying to figure out what was needed. And, you know, last year we ended up having way too much food.
Yeah.
We had so much left over, so we really, really cut it back. So it is good feedback. I appreciate that.
I just think we have to accept that everybody's got a different opinion.
Yes, definitely. And I mean, there are plenty of people who didn't eat, which is what we anticipated too, especially the hotel has free food. So we kind of took that into account. Okay, so for the last one, this is a woman. She said, I personally had a pretty good experience. I do wish that I could have chatted with more experienced members. She said, I learned a lot from Stephen and Jill and the successful members. This year felt less hold my hand and more proving steps to get somewhere. Which I think was cool.
Whoa, that's a great way to look at this.
Yeah, no, I really like it. They said that they connected with a few members, but should have talked to more members and collected more info. I don't have to touch on this. This kind of makes me think that we should send out kind of a reminder email to people who attended. But there's the Google Drive that everybody has access to, and in it there's the contact sheet. So you can put your contact info up there, and already I would like 3/4 of the people who attended have already put their contact info. Okay. So if you didn't get anything, just go there and grab it, and you can contact anyone.
Excellent.
Her favorite part of the live event was the amount of knowledge gained, hearing each individual story about how they got started and struggles they experienced, which we heard that Q&A live was really popular, too.
Okay. You know, I think that next year, Jill's already talking about doing a mid-year one in Dallas. But anyway, the next one, the next live event that we do, I think that would be really valuable for everybody, especially people that are not there, to hear how we all started, because, you know, we live in a very large house on the ocean, but this didn't happen on accident. We used to live in a tiny little box with no air conditioning.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think everybody that I talk to that's in the advanced group, without exception, has some kind of extraordinary story like that.
Yeah,
like, you know,
100%.
This is what changed my life. And I don't mean to be, you know, all salesy about it, or I don't mean to be like infomercial about it, but that's really the truth.
It is. It's kind of crazy. The topics they wish they covered at the live event were just hearing more about land investing as a beginner. And then they also suggested possibly having just a day for beginner members next time. They found us through their podcast.
A day.
Yeah, a whole I actually
day.
Think that's cool.
So do I.
Because then we don't have to do two separate events fully.
So what if we did, I'm just thinking here, a whole day for brand new members, or just first year members, let's call them, and they had access to the advanced group.
I think that would be awesome.
And then, because we kind of did a closed advanced group on Friday. That's a great idea.
Yeah, I
great
think that's
suggestion.
Really cool. Let's see. Their biggest challenge with land investing has been sitting on small properties, and they're excited to use new, strong marketing strategies that they learned from the event. And then they really just kind of go on to talk about how they need more marketing assistance, and they would love to see more hands-on help for newer members in general.
Okay. These are all good requests, like really valuable information.
Definitely. Do you want to get all the questions
yeah,
for you?
Yeah, if you want to interview me, go ahead.
I'm very excited.
Let me fix my hair.
Okay. Steven, was this event what you expected?
Yeah, it was actually way more than I expected. Here's why. Jill and I chose intentionally this year to have, we asked all of our advanced members, we said, we just opened the question. Whoever wants to speak or make a presentation about what they're really good at, you're welcome to do that. And we got a landslide of people raising their hands saying, I'd love to talk about X, I'd love to talk about Y. And so each little niche of about, I guess, 8 or 10 people, probably 8 people, they spoke about it. And I ended up walking out of there going, you know what, we need to make some changes in our land business. I have all people, so yeah, I got it. That was the value there.
Okay.
Go ahead.
This year specifically, did you receive enough hands-on how-to knowledge versus what is possible theory?
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't apply to me. Next question.
Were you able to connect with other members?
Yes, I was.
What was your favorite part of the live event, and what did you find most beneficial?
What I just said earlier, looking and seeing how some of the other advanced members have conquered the little bottlenecks that go on in any given transaction.
I will say, even like our staff right now has ideas that you don't even know about that they learned from the live event.
That's awesome.
Everybody got so much out of it.
That's great.
Are there any topics that you wish we covered at the live event?
No, I mean, I think that we've covered in great detail. You know, I could have stood to hear more sales tactics on the south side of the property. We got some great information. You know, there's one group of people they actually use real estate agents to their benefit, really hand-picked, cherry-picked, land-driven real estate agents to handle their south side. I'll tell you what happened, I don't want to veer too far from the question here, but what ended up happening is that a couple of people in the advanced group came to Jill and I and said, listen, man, we don't have any issues with sales at all. None. We've got this licked. In fact, our average sale time is less than 30 days, and we start the marketing process during the acquisition process, so they figured it out. So what had ended up happening, which is exactly what this live event is for, we are now partners with these people. Jill and I are sending them our deals like today. We're actually sending several properties to these people that have the sales machine kind of what the first person was saying. I wish there was a place where I dump an APN and walk away and get some money.
Perfect.
So that's what I got out of this.
Do you have any ways that we can improve future live events?
Yeah, lots.
Yeah.
And I will turn to you on that. You know what? I'll ask you that question. Like, what do you think we should, how should we improve?
You know, I think most of my ways are like kind of more technical about rooms and things and dividing up maybe. You know, as much as I don't want to do 2 live events back to back, I think that might be a better option, or like adding a beginner day or something like that. We definitely need to figure that out because, you know, we're at the point where we do have, you know, kind of a big separation in where people are at, and I feel like we need to address that a little bit
more. In their careers?
Yeah.
Okay. That's great. We're going to close that gap.
Yeah, 100%. That too. How did you find Land Academy?
I am Land Academy.
Let's see. What has been your biggest challenge with investing?
The biggest challenge I've had, lifelong investing. And we've conquered this. We recently conquered this in the last 8 months, is lack of capital. And it's not so much with land, because if we had $25 million, we'd spend it today. And then if we had $45 million after that, we'd spend it next week. And so there were some hedge fund people, and some people kind of coming out of the woodwork saying, you know what, I can get you that $180 million if you need it. So that's been Joe and I spend the money that we have allocated toward land acquisitions every single month. And I have since I started, since before Jill. So that's been my biggest challenge, which I think is resolved.
That's awesome. What kind of content would you like to see more from Land Academy?
Kind of contact?
Content.
Oh, content. You know, I've said this on a show before, I'll say it again. As an instructor, if that's what you want to call me, I have a choice to instruct to the top, the middle, or the bottom. And I think everybody wins if I instruct to the top. And I asked the people that presented to do the same. And so I think there needs to be a little bit more content that we provide for the bottom.
I agree. I hope that we can do that too with some of the things we were talking about with the advanced members.
Yeah.
What tool has helped you succeed the most?
Yeah, it's got to be ParcelFact. Yeah. I mean, ParcelFact, if you don't know what ParcelFact is as a listener or a viewer here, until we started ParcelFact, there was no efficient way to input an APN, an assessor parcel number, and find a property. We literally had the books that your parents carried around in their car, the map books, it was kind of guessed. And we would still buy property, now with ParcelFact. The vast majority of the property, the 150 million properties in this country, don't have a physical address. They just have an assessor's parcel number because nobody lives there. The post office is the one who assigns an address. So ParcelFact allows you to do that. Plus, we're building several modules out. I just beta tested yesterday on ParcelFact, drawing a polygon anywhere in the country, hitting a button, downloading a data set, getting all the assessor data that you can imagine, way more than you'll ever need to buy and sell real estate. And we just added their phone numbers and whether or not they're deceased. So believe it or not, that's just amazing. And we're actually moving. Did you just see that car go by?
I did, yeah. That was interesting.
The car is just driving down the sidewalk on the ocean.
Yeah.
So we're building these features out of current pricing. Like, it's when we get done, it'll never be done. But it's amazing. It's an amazing tool as it is right now. But
yeah,
we're having a lot of fun building out more features and more features all the time. So it's got to be ParcelFact, I guess.
I have to say that I am one of the counties that we're working with. We're working with some properties that aren't in ParcelFact. And they're technically in Title Pro, but they're missing all of the information in Title Pro. There's no county GIS. And I mean, I know how to do it, but I'm really missing ParcelFact right now.
So what Aaron means is that ParcelFact is a data aggregator, just like RealQuest, just like Title Pro, just like DataTree, which we're all licensed providers of. And that data, we're only as good as what the county assessor provides. And there's a handful of counties. There's 3,144 county or county type parish entities in the country, and I think there's about 40 in the country that either are not computerized yet, or they're so small. There's a few in Texas that are so small that like the sheriff is the assessor. You know, it's very, very small. So for whatever reason, I think you guys mailed one of those counties.
Yep, we found one.
Exciting. Here's the good news. On that, we're going way over in time today. The good news is that no one's ever received any mail in those counties ever. So you've got it. I'm sure you got a great response, didn't you?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Well, then we'll figure that out. I'll help you.
Thank you.
I like challenges like that. We can go back to the map books.
Yeah, that's what's going to have to happen. Okay, so our last question is, do you have any other suggestions for us going forward or anything you want us to know? Dream it up.
Where would I like to see Land Academy in 5 years? I wish we could do, like some of the other people said, I wish that we could have a more efficient, right now we kind of, there's a, you know, we and buy and sell property like Aaron buys and sells property on her own. At some point, I would like to remove the duplication of this stuff and kind of like set up partnerships where we're not duplicating, you know, yeah, Luke Smith does it this way with Jura. We do it with Airtable this way. And then we do it with like SQL. So I would like to remove that duplication and become more efficient and maybe in modules. I don't see us all in one big partnership, but, you know, six of us over here because we like Atlanta or whatever. That's what I'd like to see.
That's awesome.
All right, we're way over on time. Join us next time for another interesting episode, and we answer your questions posted on our online community, landinvestors.com. It's free. You are not alone in your real estate ambition. That went well.
Thank you. I think it did too.
Thanks, Aaron. Talk to you next week. The Land Academy Daily Show remains commercial free for you, our loyal listener. Wherever you're watching or listening, please subscribe and rate us there. I'm Steve Butella. Just information without any inspiration today at all. Thanks.